A report out today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says U.S. hospitals are increasingly instituting measures to help new mothers learn how to breastfeed and how to stick with it even after they go home from the hospital. In 2007, 29% of hospitals followed a set of standards to encourage breastfeeding. The latest results show that more than half of U.S. hospitals now follow those guidelines. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Kate Sheehy, a breastfeeding mother herself, reports.
Sarah Hatton and her newborn baby boy are both in tears. Malachi was born with a tongue tie. That's when the cord connecting the tongue to the floor of the mouth is short and restricts mobility. He just had surgery to fix it, but now has to learn to suck.
Because he's not able to access her milk as efficiently as he needs to, he gets frustrated at the breast.
Chrissy Blake is a registered nurse and an international board-certified lactation consultant. She's also co-owner of Milk and Honey, a new breastfeeding support center in Tucson, Arizona. Blake shows Hatton how to use a supplemental nursing system. The baby drinks from a tiny tube attached to a bottle with formula or breast milk that's been pumped, while at the same time feeding at the breast.
So he's still getting your breast milk. He's getting a little bit more flow, and he's getting additional calories here, which will help kind of increase his weight gain a little bit while still stimulating your supply. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just hard.
Yeah, I know.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that babies be exclusively breastfed for about the first 6 months. CDC studies show that breastfed babies have a lower risk of getting asthma and intestinal infections, among other conditions. And moms who breastfeed have a lower risk for breast and ovarian cancers and heart disease.
Breastfeeding is really about supply and demand, and you have to sort of immediately start creating that demand and actually breastfeeding the baby so that then the milk supply will follow.
Kriya Perine heads the infant feeding team at the CDC. In a report out today, the agency looks at breastfeeding support in hospitals. The data is from a survey of successful breastfeeding practices established by the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund. The CDC started the survey in 2007, sending it out to every birth facility in the country every 2 years. More than 80% have responded.
We know that a lot of women stop breastfeeding before they intend. And so that's where I think these professionals are really key to helping women starting breastfeeding.
Perine says hospitals have improved in several areas, such as initiating breastfeeding and keeping moms and babies together longer after delivery. But that support drops significantly after the moms leave the hospital.
I just don't feel like I'm making as much. And I used to be able to pump, 6 to 10 ounces in 10 minutes, and now...
This is a weekly free breastfeeding support group at Tucson Medical Center. Over the last few years, the hospital has been implementing more breastfeeding-friendly practices, such as using formula only when medically necessary. And within the last few weeks, it's opened an outpatient breastfeeding clinic.
Because it's so frustrating to talk to them over the phone and then you call them a day later and things still haven't changed. And you know that if you could look at the latch, if you could just look at it, you could come up with different things that could help them.
Noreen Carver is a lactation consultant at the hospital. And the latch she's talking about is the way a baby's mouth connects to the mom's nipple in order to effectively get milk. Carver says now she'll be able to see more moms one-on-one. There's even financial assistance for women who have to pay out of pocket.
It used to be that you'd have your aunt, your grandma, your cousin, your sister to help you through breastfeeding in the beginning, but we don't have that infrastructure for breastfeeding at all. So I see us as that.
It's what it is. It's a little bottle that has a tiny little tube.
Back at Milk and Honey, co-owner Nina Isaac says breastfeeding may not work for every mom, and she says women don't need to feel ashamed if they choose formula.
We need to give informed consent. We need to give all the information. These are your options. You can pump your milk, or there's formula if you need it. It's there. It's not a bad word. It saved many a baby's lives.
In that first week, as a new mom, getting up every few hours to breastfeed, I remember thinking, really? Can I do this? With the help of a lactation specialist, I found that it does get easier. I'm still breastfeeding my 6-month-old. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Sheehy in Tucson.